The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 533.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the creator and host of the talk show called Now You Know, and I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Nikki Sun. Nikki, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Well, hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I can't believe you are well beyond 500 episodes. It's just incredible following your podcast and hearing everybody that you bring on the show, especially Asian women who have their stories to show how they can be more self-confident. As you mentioned, I am the creator and host of my own talk show, Now You Know. I created this show online because I didn't see many people like me being Asian American in the media and how I wanted to be portrayed. There's a lot of Asian talent out there beyond just the stereotypical doctor, lawyer, engineer. And I felt like when nobody was highlighting these voices, it could definitely help somebody listening who want to pursue their dreams in the field of music or sports or just anything other than that. And so I've been working very hard to produce the show and interview people on camera. Beyond that, I do work behind the camera as well. So currently I am a producer and director, and I create content with a lot of music artists at the Eunice and Soraya Nazarian Center for the Performing Arts currently, and I definitely go around filming and also freelance hosting and emceeing nationwide. So it's really, really fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's great that you've created this show. You know, the same reason why I created my podcast was just I didn't see, you know, any shows that supported Asian women. So it was like, you know, if I wanted to see it, I had to create it too myself. So I'm glad that you're able to do that, especially considering, you know, we've been underrepresented. It's great to see that there's more people out there showcasing Asian people, you know, doing more than just, like you mentioned, being the doctor or lawyer. So thanks for sharing that. And Nikki, what's your cultural background?
So it's so funny because I always say I'm from the Bay Area because, I mean, it's kind of like its own culture. If you're from the Bay Area, you know what I'm talking about. But in terms of cultural, I am Chinese American 100%. My dad was born in Washington, D.C. My mom immigrated from Hong Kong. I was born in San Francisco, and now I'm currently living in Los Angeles.
Thanks for sharing that. And Nikki, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote has always been, "You are enough." It's three simple words, just like "I love you," and also just like "I love you" and "you are enough." Like, this short phrase is something that I can say to myself every day and just know that when I'm facing the world and anything that I'm doing, I just know that I'm enough.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, those three simple words are super powerful, especially, you know, as women, as Asian women, we never feel like we're enough. We feel like we need to do and be more, not realizing like who we are is just more than enough. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
You know, there's many different ways, but I guess just going off of the same confidence quote, that's my favorite. That is literally how I define self-confidence, is knowing that you are enough. And when you know that you're enough, like, that is all the self-confidence you need. You don't have to prove yourself to the world. It's knowing that you are who you are and that that's enough.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Nikki, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So for me, like, I was incredibly lucky to have parents who supported me and made me feel that I can do anything. I didn't have the stereotypical tiger parents. I just naturally wanted to do good in school on my own, naturally. So I guess that kind of helped, and it got me out of trouble. Needless to say, saying that, I was definitely a nerd and a tomboy growing up in school. I mean, I think I focused more on my academics and my extracurricular activities, doing sports and leadership, student leadership, ASB, class president, all that stuff. I just wanted to be involved and do all these activities. So, I mean, I kid you not, like, I never wore makeup. I, like, never cared what I looked like. I never wore makeup. like a typical outfit for me was showing up in school, baggy basketball shorts with the oversized hoodie, a ponytail, and I loved wearing boxers. I thought it was the coolest thing. And it's interesting because my mom would always, when she was driving me to school, be like, go up the stairs and change. Doesn't look good. And I really was like, I do not care. And I guess from that point, it's like, I didn't really care what people thought about me because I was doing well in school. I was like having fun. It also saved me a lot of time getting ready in the morning because, I mean, come on, ladies, like when you do your hair and makeup, I do not know how someone does that. It wasn't until my friend in college like introduced me to makeup and all that stuff that I started caring a little bit more. But I have to say that my life before figuring out how I wanted to present myself to the world, which is kind of, to me, self-confidence, I just kind of didn't care. And now saying that I care a little bit more, it's just more because I care about how I present myself to the world. And knowing that in high school, I realized that, you know, I wanted to see more people like me on screen. And if I don't figure out how to present myself to the world where I'm approachable and somebody who I'm proud to represent on screen, then I need to shape up and figure that out. So not that I care more about how I look, it's just, it's how I present myself to the world. And that helps me interact with other people and be in the world a little bit more self-confident.
Thanks for sharing that. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you wanted to, like, for example, create your show, right? What was that aha moment that made you take action on it?
So my dad got cancer when I was in high school, and it was that point where I had no idea how to share the idea of like how somebody could possibly help save a life, like what I could do. I felt helpless at that point because my father was suffering from cancer and I couldn't do anything about it. So I was introduced to a nonprofit organization called the Asian American Donor Program located in the Bay Area. And they go around registering people, Asian Americans and multi-ethnic communities, because when you have cancer and you have stem cell, or if you need a stem cell or blood transplant, especially when you have cancer, you are matched with people within your community. And it's most likely somebody within your ethnic community, and less than 17% is matched within your own family. So I wasn't a match. So how do I ask strangers on the street to like donate and possibly save a life? It's sometimes scary to people. And I just wanted to figure out how to make that more accessible to other people. So at that time, it was like, I don't know, 2005 and six, YouTube had just kind of started. And I was trying to figure out how to get the word out. And I realized that, you know, I had connections with a lot of Asian American entertainers, and I had a passion for media. And putting those two together, infotainment, I just wanted to spread the word a little bit more and show that, hey, if these celebrities can like swab their cheeks with a, you know, a Q-tip and like submit it and save a life, then you can too. And I think that was my aha moment in that, you know, in wanting to get the word out, how to make it more fun, and at the same time focusing on the Asian American community. So that's when I decided I wanted to start a show, my show Now You Know.
Thanks for sharing that story. And, you know, I didn't even realize, you know, they had that type of donor programs, you know, that's specific for Asian Americans, which is great, because sometimes it's not always easy to find a donor. And like you mentioned, the blood type. So I think that's great that they have that kind of programs out there. And, you know, because of this realization, what's your life been like now?
I think knowing, well, first of all, I have to say I'm still discovering myself every day, but I am a lot more confident. I just turned 30, so it's almost like that age where I feel like I have a feather in my cap. I can do whatever I want. No one can judge me. It's just that new attitude that I'm an adult, and it's just been so wonderful that knowing what I do has purpose now. I think when I figured, you know, why am I doing this? What is this all for? You know, this is such a passion project for me. What am I doing it for? And just understanding personally that if I know that I'm doing it for the intention to represent, to share stories, to highlight people who I think people should know. To me, that makes me feel good. And when I see people commenting on videos saying how much that interview changed their life, that's all I do it for. And so for me, it's like, I'm still like not proving like, oh, I'm not proving something to the world. It's I'm doing it because I want to do it. And for me, that helps me gain that self-confidence that I'm doing it for the right reasons.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think having a big purpose is huge, right? Because there's going to be days where we just feel like we're not 100% into it. And we just have to go back as to why we're doing it and who we're doing it for. Creating a greater good, you know, helping the world in a positive way. And like you mentioned, as long as you enjoy it and you're changing lives, that's all that matters and everything else will fall into place. So thanks for sharing that. And Nikki, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
There's so many people out there that have journeyed or are in the same boat as you. No two stories are ever identically the same, but I would definitely say reach out to other women who are in your line of work. It doesn't have to be Asian American or Asian American women per se, but for me, I found solace in connecting with other women who also help empower me, because when you're surrounding yourself with people who motivate you, that's going to be your biggest motivation to do what you want to do. And I have to say that there's been many times in my career where I'm like, am I doing this? You know, like, should I be doing this? Like, it seems hard. It seems like there's not like a help wanted sign in the window. What I'm trying to create is something that hasn't been created. And, you know, I feel like you have to keep trying. And if you fail, that's something that, you know, hey, I did that, but now I can do it. And another quote that has helped me is never place a period where God has placed a comma. It's has helped me so much in my darkest of times to continue to persevere, know that you have a purpose. And if you haven't figured out what your purpose is, it's okay. It's totally okay. I used to beat myself over the head for not knowing my purpose immediately. And I've discovered that it's okay to not know what you want to do in life yet. You know, just that's a comma. You know, God has placed a comma. It's not a period. So just keep figuring out. And that would be kind of my little advice to other women out there.
Thanks for sharing that awesome advice. And it's so true. Sometimes we have no clue what we're doing. We don't know, you know, what our purpose is, but it's also just learning to ask the right questions. I think the answer will appear. And yeah, you don't have to beat yourself up for it, because you know, when it comes, you'll feel it. You'll know, right? Like your intuition will know it. So I think, you know, that's great that you mentioned that. And Nikki, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your show, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. So you can check out my show. I'm definitely in the process of revamping my channel right now to include more behind the scenes stuff, because, you know, being a woman in the media field is it's a very male dominated world. And I just want to show other women that they can do it too. So if you all want to follow me on YouTube at Nikki Sun, spell it NikiSun, and at Nikki Sun on basically every other social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my website. I'd love to connect with you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Nikki, you can also head on over to the TaoSelfConfidence.com and search for Nikki's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really grateful for Nikki today to come on the show and share her story with us and tips on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Nikki.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Sheena, for having me on the show. It's just been a pleasure chatting with you and just hearing everybody else. And just kudos to you for having a show like this and having the ability for women to share their voice on your platform. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.